Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chip Bell back on the show. That's right. The Chipster's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, the author of so many books on customer care, customer loyalty, customer service. He's forgotten more about how to take care of customers than most of us will ever know. He's got a brand spanking new book out that's just as cool as the other side of the pillow. It's called Sprinkles. Creating an awesome experience through innovative service, and that's what I want him to explain to us. What the heck is innovative service? Chip Bell, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. So tell us, what is, you know, well, first, as I mentioned to my audience, I like the all-chocolate sprinkles,
right.
And I like it on my ice cream. I don't like it on my donuts, but...
Exactly.
But why sprinkles?
Well, sprinkles actually came from my granddaughters. We make cookies and cupcakes when they come to visit us. And one of my granddaughters, with a mouthful of cupcakes, said, Chippy, they called me Chippy, you know what makes a good cupcake really special? And I said, no, what? She said, sprinkles. And it hit me. It was a great metaphor for customer service.
Yeah.
What we know today, what's relevant to
out of the mouths of babes.
Work, you got it. What's relevant today is that not just value-added, but value-deep. Take my breath away.
And the thing is, here's what's important, I think, and this is from the standpoint of geography. What's the first thing that you see when you see something like what you just described? The first thing is the sprinkle.
Exactly.
Not the cupcake. The first thing that when you put your tongue to an ice cream cone or a cupcake, the first thing you touch is the sprinkles.
Exactly.
And it's above. It's above and separate essentially from the meat of the matter, the heart of the matter, right? So
exactly.
So this
exactly.
This relevance you're talking about, this value you're talking about, comes first.
It does. And the cool thing about sprinkles, unlike icing, where you've got to have a certain amount of artistry,
right.
You know, you look at sprinkles, they're like tossed on with abandon, which means to me, anybody could do this. Anybody.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have to be a great chef to do sprinkles.
Right. That's exactly right. So the reason that I wanted to dwell on this thing about what comes first is because so many people these days get caught up in what I'm going to say is the commodity of their business, the cupcake of their business. Well, you
Correct.
Know what? A lot of people have cupcakes.
Yeah.
The cupcake is the commodity. The customization, the value, the relevance is the sprinkle, isn't it?
It is. And that's what the book is all about.
That's what you mean by innovation.
Innovation is all about finding new. Innovation comes from the word new, finding new ways to add to that spirit experience that gets people talking.
Right.
And so this whole book is about looking for, again, I think we may have a limited number of ways we can be generous, value-added. Pretty soon, you know, when we add value, the customer now expects more. Add more value, they expect more. Pretty soon, you run out of room.
Right.
I think you've got unlimited ways to be creative, to be value unique.
So let's talk about that though. Let's talk about the some of the ways of give us some specific examples of how we can be unique, how we can be innovative.
One of my favorite examples is I love to talk about Sandy, and at the hotel. And I was staying at the Park Inn in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I was doing a keynote there, and I had a great breakfast with Sandy. And when I got ready to leave, she said she brought me my check, but she also brought me a go cup of coffee fixed the way I like it. Now, there's value added. But when I thanked her, here's what she said. She said, "It's our gift to you." Now, that expression...
Just saying those words...
Exactly.
You were already thrilled.
Exactly.
But to say those words, that's never left you, has it?
Exactly. To me, that is what the book about is those kinds of things you add
gestures
to an already good experience.
And it cost you nothing but a little attention.
You nothing.
All it took is a little. All she had to do was number one, care. Number two, pay attention. And number three, be intentional.
Exactly. Intentional is the right word. Exactly.
That's all she had to do. Let me tell you a quick story. Part of my thing being an old guy, an old marketplace guy, is I still think thank you is a big deal.
Right.
You and I've talked about this before.
Yes,
I don't think it's ever not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, right.
long after I'm gone. It's been around a long time. So I wrote an article about this, and it was posted. You know, it's on all this, my syndication, and somebody actually a young person. I could tell by the way he described himself.
Right.
He was in his 20s. He took issue with the importance of thank you. He said, something like, you're obviously a dinosaur. You don't realize that people don't care about thank you anymore. Thank you is not that big a deal. He actually said that to me in his comment. Now,
that's sad, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, what he said is the opposite of what you're saying. Now, so my question is this. You and I are both baby boomers. We respond to sprinkles.
Yes.
Is there any reason why the younger generation would not respond to sprinkles?
I have not found it different between an older generation and the younger generation.
It shouldn't be, should it?
No, it shouldn't be. I think it is. I think there are probably people out there who view the way your writer wrote it,
right,
the person who responded. But I think they're the rare exception.
But here's the thing, though, Chip. Are they... Is he saying that because he doesn't want to do it, or is he saying it because he doesn't want to get it? I think he would like it if what happened to you happened to him.
I think he would.
But he just doesn't want to go to the trouble to do it himself.
Exactly.
And that's why your message is so important to get out to people to say it has to be done.
It does. Life may be easier when you're indifferent, but it's not near as enriching when you're indifferent.
That's the deal. That's exactly right, and success depends upon it, doesn't it?
I think so too.
Sustained success.
I think it is our whole life that depends on it. You know, I don't want to come to the end of my days and somebody said, "Well, how was your life?" And it was all right.
God help us if
That's
we wind
right.
up with a life without sprinkles.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely
Chip
correct.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Sprinkles. Creating awesome experiences through innovative service. Folks, I don't care how old you are, if you're running a business, you got to have sprinkles for your customers. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.